You're mine now. Legs stay spread. Your hand stays on your shaft. Except when I say to slow down or stop. And you stay in my sights. In my focus. I have my hands gloved for my protection. And your balls are in plain sight. Your shaft is just protected by your hand pumping on it. But your brain gets more gooned out and edged up the longer you go like that. So, jerking your cock is no safety, no refuge, no escape. We'll start simple and slow. An ice cube in my fingers, in my gloved hand. See how it shines by the light of the candles in this place? You want to look at my tits, at my exposed skin, or at my lips? I did promise you'd get some relief at my hands, in my mouth, later. Stroke your cock. Jerk it for me. I am bringing this cube down, down to rub it. Cool, chill suddenly, on the underside of your balls, running over them, leaving chilly, sparking, sharp feelings of cold. The cube is sliding along your skin, and your balls are hot, so they're melting at some, leaving trails of ice water behind, all over. I'm making sure not to miss one spot. Running along the underside. They're getting smaller already. Keep jerking. Keep jerking while your balls shrink. But your shaft is just as hard. Untouched. Wrapped in your hand. Protected. Take refuge there. I like to see you shiver. I'm just running it all over. Then, I hold it in one place. At the back of your balls, I'm picking them up, lifting them with the flat of the cube. There's no way to avoid it. Your legs are bound. Bound tight, spread, exposed. Feel that? And now they're cool. Chilled all over. I reach out one of my gloved hands and bring it down on it, slapping your balls, watching how you jump. You feeling that? Good. Feel it. You deserve it. Keep stroking, jerking off. Mix the pleasure of masturbating to me. With the feeling of me slapping again, smacking your balls, make you jump, feel it, and they're chilly, cool. It's still on them, the smack of the ice water under my palm, dripping down your thighs. Another cube now, using one hand to push it against one of your balls. Colder, cooler, making you more aware, goosebumps standing up. You're feeling it. Now, stop jerking. I rub that cube on your shaft when your hand gets out of the way. Your shaft with that clear leaking pre-cum already on it. Now, mixing with the ice water from the cube. Rubbing, pressing, almost sticking to your skin. Almost. A little tug as I run it over you. Cooler. Might even make your hard-on go down. You can't have that. Grabbing your balls with one hand. Squeezing. The other keeps the ice on your shaft, and I lean over, my hands reaching down, down between our bodies, down between your legs, and I lean to put my tits right in front of your face. Up your face against them, but hands still off your dick, your cold, pressured dick. It feels hot where I slapped your balls, and it's gonna keep feeling that way. I'm pushing your dick against your body with the ice cube on the other side, in the palm of my hand, letting it melt from your body heat. And if your dick goes soft, it just gets pushed against your body more. Better try to get hard. Better remember jerking off. Remember what it was like. But you're stopping now. Still stopped. Still. And then I pull the ice cube away. Feel the tingles? The sparks left behind? I guess my body heat is making it a little more bearable. I'm standing up, pulling away, releasing your balls. Cold. The chill is spreading from between your legs, up through you. Like that. Feel that. Feel the sensitivity. Jerk. Start jerking your chilled cock. You're squeezing contracted balls. They're still stinging from my hand. From the squeeze and from the way the ice keeps every nerve ending awake. So even while you jerk, there's no relief. No release, just the sting, the smart, and the truth. That I've barely gotten started. I'm reaching down, running a cloth over your chilled, cool balls, drying them off, patting them dry. Let's get them nice and warm. In fact, jerk your cock, rub it, get it hard again, drying off your balls, warmly massaging them, in fact, heating them up from how they felt. Your whole body more capable of feeling, more open to the influence of arousal. See this candle in my hand? Yeah. See how I turn it? I know precisely how to let a droplet run down it, around it, giving it some distance to travel, getting just a little cooled, a little further from the flame, but still hot enough that when this drop, when this falls through the air and onto your balls like this, sizzling, dripping, hot, sweltering along the edge of your ball, trickling onto your inner thigh, it'll leave a mark, a searing, stinging, dripping mark. It's stuck to your skin, and it settles there. Wax cools remarkably quickly. Do you notice? As I drop droplet after droplet, trailing and sliding down your skin, sticking only slightly. It clings to you. It's stuck to you. Keep jerking your cock while your balls burn with drop after drop. Moving it around, this candle above you, this captivating light, dispensing pain that stings along your nerves, moving it and dripping upon you. Jerk. But you will only come later. Try to stay rock hard through the searing touch of wax, sliding down your balls, your thighs, burning quick spark sensations. You're going to love this. One in the heat, burning, etching, marking you. Two, heat still going. Your body feels it more. You're going to feel more of this. This is what there is between us. You're a work of art, my canvas. Another droplet, a third little trail of heat, of the hot wax down your skin, sticking. Your balls transmitting hot, searing feelings up. But you know you're safe. You know this torture just goes on for my enjoyment, making me hot. Wet. At the end, I'll return you to more or less the state you were in when we started. Knowing that is why you can still get hard. It is hot, and it will harden. You are hot, and you will harden. Why, you can just be so rock hard, while a fourth trail of wax spun around the candle, carefully cooled, just enough to hit you at just the right temperature, falls down and paints your balls. You are helpless. You are bound, and you will continue like this until I say otherwise. You want to keep going for your reward, don't you? Feel the hiss of heat on your skin, the burn and smart. You want to make it to the end. As a fifth trail of wax falls down over your balls, covering them, pushing the feeling deep. Is this making it hard to be hard? Or is it making you even harder? I bet that second one. You're getting off on this. And getting off on how much I'm getting off on it. Burn for me. Sting for me. Your balls are getting all taut when they contract, tight up against the base of your cock. Does that make the squeezing, sticky, burning feeling of that hot wax cooling so quickly, contracting, feeling firm, feeling like it's pinching and tugging as it hardens? Does your balls shrinking and contracting make you feel it more? I bet it does. Feel that. And another drop. This time, just on your inner thigh. But I bet you feel it in your dick. Up into your brain. Up all your body. That's referred pain. That's amplified, indirect sensation. This is what happens when pain endorphins start building. A secret. The more I do this to the same area, like your cock, balls, inner thigh, all over this place, the more intense it gets. Your brain is getting confused, thinking all sorts of things, learning all sorts of things about what I could do to you. Are you appreciating it more? Feeling it more? Did you wonder? Did you wait? Wanting me to drop one more droplet? Wanting the burn and sting and movement of your body as if it were stung or burnt, when it's only getting a little referred heat from the candle wax? Did you wonder and want just one more spark, if only because of the pleasure it gives me? Well, the wax is cooling, sticking to the outside of your balls, hardening and clinging there. And now, as it gets cooler, I put aside the candle, and I bring my fingers down, grabbing your inner thigh where some of the last droplet of wax has run, and I'm waiting for it to cool. Keep jerking off. No slacking off. You know you have to keep going to get the reward at the end. Now, I'm moving my nails over your legs, your inner thighs. Let go of your cock. Let it bounce hard and free. I'm gonna grab it in one hand and jerk you. Don't my fingers feel better wrapped around it than you did on your own? Yeah. Now I'm pumping it while my other hand finds all the little lines of wax cooling and sticking to your skin. I scratch a little at your legs, running a fingernail over your balls, and I find the edge of one of those lines of wax and begin to tug. It comes away quick and clean, fast, pulling off you with just a little tug. If you get to it when it's newly cooled like this, it slides right off. Of course, look at those little red marks underneath. Feel the sting while I push my fingers against them. Oh yeah, good work, honey. Your cock's really throbbing in my hand. Peeling one away, and now a second. My fingernails sliding over the skin of your smarting, reddened balls. Finding the edge, tugging the wax up and away. There's something clean and satisfying about that, easily removing the marks of your suffering, leaving you clean and open for the next thing, and the next. Now another. You have to stay hard and close. You never know when I'm going to give you your reward for enduring. The second to last, just one more line of wax, one more memento of flashing pain. I will remove it from you, slowly pulling it away. It clings, it tries to stick, but then it is parted, separated from you. Your cock is free, dried of its ice, freed of its wax. And now it is hard and covered in your pre-cum still. The sticky mess of stroking and manipulation. Good.